It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, September 23rd, 2021. Today we remember American musicologist John Lomax, born on this date in 1867 at Goodman in Holmes County in central Mississippi. Also a teacher and a folklorist, he dedicated much of his life to the preservation of American folk music. John Lomax grew up in central Texas, just north of Meridian, in rural Boss County. His father raised horses and cattle and grew cotton and corn on the 183 acres of bottomland that he had purchased near the Boss River. He was exposed to cowboy songs as a child. At around 9, he befriended Nat Bly, the former slave hired as a farmhand by his father. "This friendship," he wrote later, "perhaps gave my life its bent." Lomax, whose own schooling was spotty at best because of the heavy farm work he was forced to do, taught Blythe how to read and write, and Blythe taught Lomax songs including "Big Yam Potatoes on a Sandy Land" and dance steps such as "Juba." When Blythe was 21 years old, he took his savings and left. Lomax never saw him again and heard rumors that he had been murdered. For years afterward, he always looked for Nat when he traveled around the South. From that beginning, John Lomax went on to make brilliant contributions to the documentation of American folk traditions at the Library of Congress Music Division through his involvement with two agencies of the Works Progress Administration. In 1936, he was assigned to serve as an advisor on folklore collecting for both the Historical Records Survey and the Federal Writers Project. His biographer, Nolan Porterfield, notes that the outlines of the famed WPA state guides resulting from this work resemble his earlier Book of Texas. As the Federal Writers Project's first folklore editor, Lomax also directed the gathering of narratives from former slaves. The WPA project to interview former slaves assumed a form and a scope that bore his imprint and reflected his experience and zeal as a collector of folklore. His sense of urgency inspired the efforts in several states, and his prestige and personal influence enlisted the support of many project officials, particularly in the Deep South, who might otherwise have been unresponsive to requests for materials of this type. One might even question the wisdom of selecting Lomax, a white Southerner, to direct a project involving the collection of data from former slaves. Yet whatever racial preconceptions Lomax may have held do not appear to have had an appreciable effect upon the slave narrative collection. His instructions to interviewers emphasized the necessity of obtaining a faithful account of each ex-slave's version of his or her experiences. Lomax stressed, "It should be remembered that the Federal Writers Project is not interested in taking sides on any question. The worker should not censor any materials collected, regardless of its nature." He constantly reiterated his insistence that the interviews be recorded verbatim, with nothing changed and no holds barred. John Lomax died of a stroke at the age of 80 in January 1948. He is buried in Oakwood Cemetery in Austin, Texas. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for September 23rd. 2021. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.